Comprehension questions. 1. The Japanese and American cities were planning to have a trade negotiation followed by the signing ceremony with the participation of the two mayors. 2. The American city did not understand why the Japanese city decided not to visit them. 3. The American city did not openly express it, but they succeeded in conveying their hidden message to their Japanese counterpart that a visit at this time of disaster would cause some inconvenience to the host city. 4. According to the Japanese omoyari rule, the American city was responsible for clarifying their real intention of the email message to the readers. 5. In spite of today's diversity in Japanese values and lifestyles, traditional Japanese communication styles that depend on tacit understanding still work well among Japanese people.